For the first time in my lifetime, we have turned our back on Israel. You know, I mean, I've never seen this before. So when I see this, I've often wondered when I would read those scriptures that in the last days, I will bring all nations of the earth. All. When God says all, you know what that means?
All.
Means all. That means the United States of America. Somehow, some way, we are not going to be there to protect Israel. And I thought, Lord, this can't happen. We are the friends of Israel. They're our only ally over there in that part of the world. But if God says in the last days, I'm going to bring all nations against Israel, guess who he's going to bring against Israel? All of us. Every one of us. And then he's going to wipe out, the scripture says, over half of Israel is going to die. That's something, isn't it? His own nation. Why is he doing it? Because they won't put him first, just like us. Same reason he's doing it to us. Same reason the church is being judged on a daily basis. Same reason we got all kinds of devastating things and death and destruction and everything happening all around us. It's because we will not put the king first. We will not obey what he says. So we're suffering the consequences. Well, he's going to wipe out a big part of Israel. And then all these nations, the scripture says, that comes against Israel. He's going to then, after he... All nations are there, and then Israel has used all of its resources. Now, they're out of tanks, they're out of airplanes, and they're out of guns, and they're out of ammunition. And the Arab world is still coming. What are they going to do? Who are they going to call on? Can't call on the United States. We need support, USA. We need some weapons. We've already turned our back on them. They know they ain't going to get nothing from us. So where is it they have one last place to go? That's it. And that's what he's waiting for, isn't it? When they cry and say, God, we got to have some help. He's going to be sitting up in heaven and say, that's what I've been waiting on you boys to call on me. I want you to know I'm here. So he's going to come down, it says, and he's going to annihilate the countries that came against Israel. Isn't that something? See, if God said all in his word, all this has got to happen. It's got to happen. So you can forget praying for the United States of America or any other nation of the world that we all come back to peace and we be able to live and all this financial debt and everything go away. You can forget it. It ain't going to happen. You can pray till your tongue hangs out. It's not going to happen because God said it's going to happen. He's going to judge this world. All you need to do is learn how to pray for protection for you and your family, and that God will show you how to walk holy and obedient to his word. And if you do that, he will protect you and your family through all of this. But it's coming to pass because he said it. Now then, there will not be peace on the earth again in its entirety until the king comes. When he comes, the church, you and I, we will be glorified with him, and we will be reigning and ruling with a dictator. There ain't going to be no Congress and no Senate. There's going to be a dictator sitting on the throne in Israel. You know that? And his name's going to be Jesus. I made a statement to a PhD in a Baptist church one time, many years ago. I said, you know, isn't it going to be awesome whenever the Lord comes back to this earth and sets up his kingdom? And then he's going to reestablish the Feast of Tabernacles. And everybody from, or at least the leaders or representatives from every nation on earth every year will have to go in the fall to Israel to worship and praise him as the ruler. And he just looked at me and said, Thurman, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Those feasts are no more. They ain't never going to happen again. I said, but you ain't read the book. The book says those feasts are God's feasts, and just because Jesus came, those feasts did not go away. They're still here. And I said, he said, in the last days, every nation, once I'm sitting on my throne in Israel, every nation that will not send a representative to me yearly and worship me, I will send you no rain the next year. Is that written in the book, Joe?
Absolutely.
Now, if that's written in the book, and if we have a government or have a group of leaders over here and our representatives, and we say, well, this year we're doing real good last year. We're not going to go to Israel this year. We ain't got time to mess with Jesus. Next year, you ain't going to have a good year. if they don't know, not one drop of rain falls all year long, do you think you might be ready to go see him next year? You think you might be? I think so. He knows how to get our attention, doesn't he? He really knows how to get our attention. But it's just, it's amazing that the things that we see and what's coming. Now then, after all of these things, and we were doing everything we were doing up there in Washington and praying over everybody and praying at the mall. We're marching down the streets. We're carrying signs. We're doing all the things I've never done in my life. But I found that we weren't the only group of people doing this. There was lots of people having lots of demonstrations in Washington. And the one thing that I talked to some people that had very, one of the women I talked to was a very strong leader in the Tea Party stuff. And as we talked, I asked her, you know, what she thought she was going to accomplish by being a member of the Tea Party. She said, well, we're going to bring this nation back where it used to be. I said, no, I got news for you. You ain't never going to bring it back where it used to be. It ain't going to happen. I said, the nation is set up for judgment. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, when y'all pray, I heard somebody tell me the other day that in the meetings with the Tea Parties and the Tea Party group, some of the big upper high ups with the Tea Parties will not let the Tea Party members pray, especially out loud in certain places, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Well, she said, well, yeah, that's true. I said, let me tell you what. I don't care how many Tea Party people you get. You can get 50 million of them up here. But if you don't give God the glory and you pray in the name of Jesus, I'm going to tell you there ain't nothing going to happen except a bunch of people are going to have to do a lot of walking and get a lot tired. That's all. You're going to accomplish nothing until you give Jesus Christ the glory and you ask everything through the Father in the name of Jesus until y'all come to the realization that nothing is going to happen until you pray in the name of Jesus. I said, you can forget your tea parties. You ain't going to accomplish nothing. We forget that. But that's what's wrong with America now. That's why we are now. Because we've listened to the world. We've not prayed. We've let them take the prayer out of school, out of every place, everything. And we've not stood strong for the Word of God. That's why we're where we are today. But all these things had to happen because Jesus is coming in and he's bringing the tribulation period up. It's coming. It's right here. I mean, we are so close, and with what I see, I just want to jump up and down and praise God to live in this time, because I see what's coming. I'll go back to the meeting again. I forgot to tell you one thing about the meeting up there. Friday night, when we were having the dinner, whatever they call it, at the end of all the meetings, there was a man that, him and his wife, his name's Bill, and him and his wife came here January, February of last year in 2008, and they're from out west Texas, and she had been given a bad diagnosis on her heart. You have 1 to 3 years maximum left, and then it's over. Bill said, we're going to Dallas to see Thurman. So they came to see me. We got her and him both to repent of all sin. We prayed for them. They go back home. She starts feeling real well. So when her next checkup comes up, she goes into the doctor, and he comes out and he said, you know, I've been doing hearts for 25 years, and I've never seen what I saw on yours. She said, what do you mean? He said, your heart was in such bad shape when you were here before. I gave you 1 to 3 years maximum to live. But he said, today, your heart's like a brand new one. So there's not anything at all wrong with your heart. And so that woman that when she came here last year couldn't walk from here to the back of the room without she walked all over Washington with her husband and me and never even took a second breath. Isn't that awesome? We serve an awesome God. So anyway, that man, that the husband of that wife that God healed over a year ago, he came to me Friday night and said, Thurman, I've asked this little lady yesterday and day before yesterday and then today, have you got Thurman to pray for you yet? And she says, no. And he says, why? Because she's dragging around an oxygen cart. Got, you know, oxygen on her all the time. She said, well, I hate to ask him to pray for me because I know he's going to ask me what my sin is. Isn't it amazing? Here we're dragging an auction cart around instead of saying, Lord, I repent of my sin. Throw that sucker away. Bill said, well, you go pray for her. I said, do you believe God will heal her? He said, I know he will. I said, if you pray for her, she healed my wife. You know, I said, God healed my wife when you prayed for her. I said, I know he'll heal that woman if you'll go pray for her. I said, okay. I said, why don't you pray for her? He said, I'm not there yet, Thurman. I'm not there yet. He said, but I know he'll do it if you pray for her. I said, okay, Bill, I'll go pray for her. So I went over there and talked to her a few minutes. And sure enough, got her to repent of her sin. I said, now then, I'm going to pray for you and Jesus is going to heal you. I prayed for her and thanked the Lord for healing her. I said, now it's done. He said, I believe it's done too. I said, okay, take the auction off, roll up your cart, put it down there, and you ain't going to need it no more. She took it all off, rolled it off, put it on the cart, and then we had about 30 minutes of singing. She stood and sing out loud. I was looking at her. I'd watch her every once in a while. She's just praising the Lord. She wasn't having trouble breathing. And then we had dinner, and then they stayed around, and I think she was one of the, not the last one, but she was, it must have been at least 11:30 whenever she come by and says, you know, this is amazing. I don't need the oxygen. I said, now, if you stay in obedience to God's word and you stay in faith, I said, you got to remember, if you go to bed tonight and you have some shortness of breath, you don't say, oh, God, I thought I was healed. I said, because if you do, you're going to lose your healing. I said, that's unbelief. You got to say, I'm healed, Lord. You made me a promise. I rebuked that devil. He has no hold on me now. I've repented of my sin, so he can't do this to me no more. So in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And I said, next time I see you, you'll be running and doing handsprings. You know, I said, you'll be perfectly well. You know, so isn't it amazing when you get to see God do those kind of things for people? He's an awesome God. I mean, he's an awesome God, but he is a faith God. And that's what he does. But anyway, this thing that we're coming into with all this, you know, I've told you what I believe is happening. I believe what I believe is going to happen. I believe that, and I hate to be a date setter, but, you know, I believe with all my heart, somewhere between 7 and 8 years from this date today, right now, that Jesus Christ will be reigning and ruling from Israel. Amen. The King of Kings. He will be back.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Pray for Protection for You, Your Family, and the Church, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.